Mr. Snigovsky, you also co-created and managed the event management company. This is where you were responsible for staging annual ethnic festivals at Ontario Place. You have experience managing trade exhibits and hosting various trade missions. How can today's youth and young professionals become more involved in missions that are out there? Volunteer work? Are there certain organizations that are out there that you would recommend for today's youth, perhaps for those who are interested in festivals that have to do with ethnic festivals that are out there? What is the best way for today's youth to be more involved in the diversity and the wealth of multiculturalism that we have available?
To be honest, I'm not aware of any associations like that. But it's just like with everything else in life. If you're interested in following, in being involved with organization of concerts or any kind of performances, and that side of the organizational work of that, or productions for those performances, you can volunteer with the production companies. Everybody will take volunteers. And it doesn't matter how low your position is, but you're going to be exposed and see how other people behave. So if you take this, not just as a, oh, okay, I have to do my voluntary 40 hours or whatever it was in high school. Looking, okay, I'm going to volunteer somewhere that I want to learn something because I'm interested in it. That could be an extremely beneficial thing. To be honest, I've done many different things. When we started working on the first Polish Day at Ontario Place, neither me or my partner had any experience with that. We basically thrown ourselves in a very deep water, and a lot of people I knew were actually shaking their hands in disbelief because they did not believe it's going to be successful. We had to have at least 6,000 people attending to break even on that first day. And everybody who had any experience previously with organizing concerts for this community were telling us that if we had 2,000 people, that's going to be it. And yet, we sort of plow ahead, and on the day, 8,000 people showed up, and it was a successful event. So I learned by fire. I wouldn't suggest that to anybody, unless, you know, if you're young and you don't have much to lose, then maybe. but it is a hard way to try to learn things. But again, people will always accept volunteers. The only thing with volunteering is also this: you have to treat this seriously. I know you're not making money. I know that sometimes it's a big time commitment. But unless you're doing your job that you volunteered for, as professionally as you can, you're not going to benefit from it. If you're just going to be somewhere just to be there, then it's a waste of time. You, by committing to something, you're not only learning yourself how to do certain things, and people are going to be much more sort of forgiving if you make mistakes because you're a volunteer. So it's good way of learning, because you're not going to be fired right away if you do something wrong. But also, it's by showing to others that you're able and capable person, and somebody who commit, when they commit to something, they do this. Your reputation can grow like a wildfire by doing those things. That's what's been my life. Now I watch my daughter doing the same thing. Although I never sort of forced her to do it. When she was younger, she wasn't really interested in volunteering much, but these days, out of her self-interest, she does that. So, and I see how she's being perceived by others because of it. So that's what I mean. You have to expose yourself, but when you volunteer, make sure you're professional, and when you're committed to be somewhere for so many hours or whatever, to honor this commitment. That's the only way you're going to benefit it. Just being there is not good enough.
I think with any job that you do, as you mentioned, being serious, being professional, that's building your credibility and your reputation takes a lifetime. Destroying your credibility can be the result of one mistake. So, again, being serious and then committed. Commitment is essential.
Yeah, because volunteering is, like, you know, some people may think, okay, I'm not getting paid, so today I don't feel like going, for example. But you damage your reputation, and people will not. So this volunteering really makes no sense if you treat it this way. You have to show your commitment, no matter what you do. So if you're not up to it yet right now, okay, it's just wait. Maybe you'll be better positioned at some point. But that's the, like in life, you have to commit yourself to things you do. If you're doing this just with half of an effort that it deserves, you're going to get even less than half results. So you may get known.
Mr. Śniegowski, as the president of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce in Toronto, would you be able to discuss the impact of the work that you do as the president, along with the significance of the relationship, business relationship between Canada and Poland?
Well, unfortunately, the business relationship between Canada and Poland are not very significant to neither country. But it has to be said, it's growing. Every year, it's performing better than other. So I hope that at some point it's going to become much more significant. I think the biggest, the quite a few obstacles in that. First of all, most of the businessmen in Canada are very conservative as far as their investments are concerned. And at least I think 70% right now of investment from Canada is in the United States. So people are very conservative and very cautious of going into different markets. But Poland has been in European Union for the last more than 10 years now, has established itself as a leader in economical growth in the whole Europe, especially during this last big, huge recession and slowdown. Poland did very well. Interestingly enough, just like Canada did very relatively well towards United States or even Western European countries, Poland did the same. The banking system in both countries are extremely safe. And that was one of the reasons, I think, for such a good performance for both countries. So because of that, Poland became a country that has a very stable legal system. They have a very stable banking system. And because of that, it became a leader of this whole region, which is called Eastern, Central and Eastern Europe. If you look at that marketplace and if you look at the Ukraine and the other Eastern European countries, Central Ukraine, like Czech Republic, Slovak Republic, Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary, all those countries, this is a huge marketplace. It's actually a bigger marketplace than Russia in itself. And Poland could be a really great hub for people who are trying to set up a business and offer their services or the product across that region. And within the European Union, as everybody knows, there's really no limit on exporting goods. But I think the biggest impact on that relationship will be when CETA will be finally adopted by the European countries and signed into as a treaty. Right now it's accepted by in principle. That was the work of previous Prime Minister Harper, who was really pushing for developing a different trade agreements with different countries. I think that his policies in terms of trying to not be as reliant on the U.S. market was helpful to us in going through the recession. He was trying to develop multitude of those trade agreements with South America, with Asia, and with Europe. And I think that once this CETA is accepted in Europe and becomes a treaty, that relationship, economical relationship, will develop strongly. And again, Poland is a country of 38 million, sort of very similar to Canada in terms of population. As I said, it was very similar in how we dealt with the recession in both countries. So there's actually a lot of interesting things and similarities between the two countries. Obviously, as far as the territory, Poland is just a minuscule compared to, you know, to Canada, but in terms of population. And Polish economy actually is growing, and I think that the Polish economy is on the verge of getting into G20 because of their economical output. So that could be realized in a few years. What even more important, Poland is the source of first of all, goods of a very high quality. Polish workforce is extremely well educated. Poland used to benefit from trade education and technical education at the high school level that created this very well-educated workforce that is affordable and reliable. So for anybody who's thinking about actually setting up a production, yes, it's not going to be as cheap in Asia, but you would not have to spend as much money on educating your workforce. And the quality is extremely good. I think a lot of Polish companies actually are producing a lot of products under the label of Western countries, Western European countries, in terms, because they're trying to get into the market. Also, the Polish agriculture is extremely organic because of the sort of economical situation and the fact that under communist regime there were certain limits. We never went through this period of overly treating our fields with chemicals. And right now people know it's not a good thing to use so much chemicals as it's being used in the West.